makes it.
Carl Ross does make the second free throw, 78-77. Lance is ahead, 50 seconds left to go. Kafesi with the possession. Here we go. The tensions are riding high. Oliver with it on the far wing. Being guarded by Ross. Williams, he thought about the three. He's going to go use the head fake. Outside to Kafesi. Oliver, inside to David Burgess. Mishandles the ball, but recollects it. Now back outside to Oliver.
15 on the shot clock.
He's going to use the Burgess screen. He's going to go to his left. 11 seconds left. 10 seconds. Pass for Kamali Williams way over his head, but it's going to be Lancer basketball. 25 seconds left to go. We're going to have a timeout by head coach Justin Leslie. That couldn't have ended up any worse for your Cougars.
I don't know what Oliver was thinking. Maybe he saw a foul in the making, but he went up and he thought he got fouled. I kind of didn't see a foul there, but Coach Leslie was kind of upset as well. And now the Cougars give the ball right back with no time on the shot clock. 25 seconds remaining. They're down by one. They're going to need to foul now.
I couldn't believe the pass that came out of Oliver's hands because, I mean, Kamali Williams has hops, but he's not 7 feet tall.
I don't understand. I really don't. And when you're down, at least, you got to make a good pass. This one is really not the way the Cougars wanted to end it, that's for sure.
No, not at all. Especially with the possession like that and the clocks the way they were synchronized, you would think that they would have had to have been able to work the shot clock down at least a little bit and then get the shot off the last possible second. If they make it, the Lancers have to push, and they have to push hard. But right now, the Lancers can just take their time.
Yeah, you know, I hate to say it, Phil, but this is their Golden State Athletic birth right here. This is it. That one bad pass and all the season's work is done. And the Cougars now with 25 seconds left, down by one. I mean, this is their life here at the line, line.
It's at least their Golden State Athletic Conference tournament hopes, because as of this point, their national tournament status is very much up in the air depending on how they do here.
I know. This is their whole career, a whole season down to this 25 seconds.
25 seconds left to go. And now Kamali Williams has to foul. They took a little bit too long, but only a couple seconds off the clock. So it's not quite a out of the realm possibility that they could still force a second overtime.
At the line is Daniel Hessenhaus.
Yes. Hessenhaus on the season.
81%. You wonder why Coach Tim Collins put him in?
Oh my goodness. I wonder. Well, both teams have actually been doing pretty well from the free throw line, but Cal Baptist making the most of their opportunities right now. And there's another one, 79-77. The Cougars, the time is running out of the hourglass right now.
23 seconds remaining. All they really need is him to miss the second free throw. If not, they can still shoot a three and tie it, but you know Cal Baptist is going to foul them.
No question about it. I mean, we'll see how the Cougars handle this last possession. Of course, being down by three, as I'm assuming that's going to be the case, you got to look for Mike D'Anelia. Oh. Second free throw is good. The score is now 80-77. Timeout called by Cal Baptist coach Tim Collins.
No timeout, actually.
Substitution. Make it a substitution. He pulls Daniel Hessenhaus out. So here we go. 21 seconds left to go. Matt Oliver with the ball. He's going to try and drive inside. He's got to go for three. D'Anelia for three. Yes! It's a tie game. 13 seconds left to go. Mike D'Anelia comes through with the clutch. Timeout on the floor.
Wow. 80-80. 13 seconds. This game is not over.
Woo!
But when he needed it, he pulls through. Mike D'Anelia. Wow.
Oh,
wow. 36% all year long. Seemed like 100%. That thing went in, swish, nothing but net.
Mike D'Anelia, cool as ice right now. He leads all scores with 24 points, and the CBU fans are
silenced.
They are stunned. They thought with those two free throws by Hessenhaus, they thought they had this game wrapped up, but it proved otherwise.
Wow, 80-80. I mean, you know, good thing we're young college guys, or else our hearts could not take this. Good thing they have a, you know, EMT on site. Woo, this is not for the faint at heart.
No.
And the elderly in the crowd, you know, be careful. 13 seconds remaining here. Now, Phil, we're excited now. We're all smiles now. But 13 seconds, plenty of time.
Mm-hmm.
look for the Cougars to look for a steal, but not foul.
Right. Well, they tried not to foul the entire half because they've been having to try to deal with 10 team fouls ever since partway through the second half because it seems as though they seem to get every whistle in the book. And sometimes you just have to wonder what these refs are seeing because a few calls, and we've said this before, some of them have been very, very questionable at best.
Well, you know, I'm not going to comment on the Zebras tonight.
Well, hey, that's why I do it. No, I'm kidding.
You know, the FCC has some regulations on the thoughts I have on officiating all season long. But
of course.
You know, you don't like to blame the referees because that is a cop-out. But with 13 seconds remaining, tie game, I don't want to go to double overtime.
No.
I really don't. I want to win now.
No, not at all, and I'm sure the Cougars share your sentiment. So here we go. 12 seconds left to go. 10 seconds. Manhabar with the ball. Kamali Wins playing defense. 6 seconds. 5 seconds. Ross with possession. Up and under. That's going to go. 3 seconds left on the shot on the game clock. And the Cal Baptist Lancers may have just sealed this one up.
Well, 3 seconds remaining. If the Cougars can do what they just did with 25 seconds remaining, they can tie it up. But, man, they did everything right. They wasted the clock, made the shot, and wow, I am at a loss for words.
I don't think you could have made that offensive set any better than what Cal Baptist just ran. They took enough time off the clock where the Cougars are going to just have to heave it down the court, and there's not much they're going to have to do. 3 seconds left.
Actually, you know, they gave Cougars 3 seconds. That's plenty of time to inbound the ball, kick it out to, dare I say, Danilian for a three, but with the Cougars shooting a three here, they could end up winning.
They could.
But I'm not going to get ahead of myself. I'll take a two at this point. Well, or even a foul for two free throws.
Hey, that's okay. Because Cal Baptist is also in that very, very strange predicament where they foul a Cougar, it's two free throws. But we know from the Biola game, dare I bring this up?
Why'd you bring up the B-word?
Hey, I have to. It's a similar situation, except we're not tied, so this is not an opportunity for us to win. However, you get fouled, it's an opportunity to tie the game and force double overtime. However, if you're coach Justin Leslie, do you go for the tie or do you hand it off to Danilia and hope for the best and win?
Honestly, I think the pressure is on CBU.
Really?
Do you foul and risk two free throws or do you let them shoot a three and lose? That's the question.
Interesting. So many hypotheticals in these 3 seconds left.
I honestly think they're going to let them shoot it and I hope the Cougars can pull it off.
So Todd Martin looking for somebody down the court. He does find Bernie, but the ball goes through his hands, and this run is over. The California Baptist Lancers have defeated the Azusa Pacific Cougars by a final of 82-80. What a way to end the conference tournament for the Cougars. Unbelievable.
Well, the ball went into the hands.